Hey there, before we get started, I just want to offer to you my number. I'd love for you to leave a voicemail message for me. Let me know what's going on with your business. What questions specifically do you have for me? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to leave your voicemail for me by going to shalene.com. When you go to the website, you can just do it on your mobile device right now. In fact, I put our website in the show notes. Just click on it. And you'll notice on the website on the far right side, there's a little widget. It's kind of set up vertically. It says leave a voicemail message or leave a message, something like that. Just tap on that. And it's this really cool app that allows you to leave me a voicemail message right there on the website. I think you have to enter your email address, or you don't have to, but if you want to reply, you enter your email address. But you can also just leave it anonymously. I'm going to listen to those questions you have specifically about your business. Here's the format I'd like for you to leave these messages for me. Start off with your question. Tell me your name and your question, and then go into the details that I might need to help you with that decision or answer some questions or give you some advice or direction. I know my phone hasn't stopped ringing. I literally, Brett and I, poor Brett, he looks like he's aged 10 years today because our phones have been blowing up with friends and family members and acquaintances and other people who just were in a position that if people weren't coming in, their businesses weren't going to survive. And people are panicked. And now it's starting to trickle down and hit people who've had online businesses because all businesses take money. And if there's a shortage of that, it means it's trickling down to everyone. So I know you've got questions. Start your voicemail message off with your question and then tell me your name and go into a little bit of background detail as brief and as bright as you possibly can. It helps to write some notes down before you call. Please write some notes down. Otherwise, it tends to take too long to edit. So those of you who are brief and bright, we're going to play your questions, and I'm going to do my best to give you some direction and find some experts to help you with your questions. And we'll be doing that on Thursday and next Tuesday. We are here to help you through this. I promise we're going to help you through this. By the way, thanks for joining me here on Build Your Tribe. My name is Shalene Johnson, and my son Brock is not here today on this episode, but he will be joining me on Thursday. You may have noticed we didn't play the normal intro. It just feels like it's kind of too somber of a moment to play our normal show intro. Let's just like get to it, because I know you're short on time and you're looking for answers. We all are. First, I want to say, take a deep breath. This is normal. This is part of life. Economies work in cycles. Businesses go up and down. Yeah, a lot of this is unprecedented, but it's going to be a hiccup. It's going to be a bump in the road. 5 years from now, you're going to tell stories about this moment. But you are going to survive it. The gym might be closed, your coffee shop, the favorite restaurant you like to go to on Friday nights, those things might be closed. Business may be down. That conference you were looking forward to might be canceled. But you know what hasn't been canceled? Your positive attitude, the sunset, your ability to listen to music and podcasts and audiobooks and expand your mind and grow your mind. You know what hasn't been canceled? Your ability to create new habits, the love you have for your family, the connections you have with your friends. What hasn't been canceled is your creativity, your drive, your tenacity, your optimism. You're a survivor. You're a winner. You're a champion. Remind yourself, everyone's in this together. And we're all going to be okay. You're going to survive this. Take a deep breath and soak in everything that we need to be grateful for in this moment. And even if things get worse, there will still be so many blessings around you. And what we pay attention to grows. What we feed gets bigger. Remember that. There are enough people who are stressed out, freaked out, and carrying on to make up for the rest of us. It doesn't do any of us any good for our blood pressure to be sky high, for us to worry. Frankly, there's very little we can do other than to plan and to prepare. But there's one very important thing you must do. I mean, you listen to Build Your Tribe because you're an entrepreneur, you're creative, you've got ideas. And you want to find ways to help people, ways to serve people. And yeah, it'd be great to make some money in the process. But things have changed. And the most important thing you have to remember is you haven't changed. And we're all in this together. So I think a lot of our fears are like, oh my gosh, I'm going to lose footing. Well, everybody is losing footing. Everybody is in the same boat. And those who remain calm and those who have a positive attitude and see this as an opportunity and see the blessings in all of this, those of you who take on that perspective, you're going to come out on top. We're all going to be okay. But those who are able to remain calm, stay nimble, be flexible, and to think strategically and kind of outside the box and to kind of embrace this reset, you're going to win. I mean, there's no question that we are in an ultimate economic reset. There's no question that some people listening right now will lose the business that you built or the one that you're currently building. And there's no question that many people listening, in fact, you might be the person who this creates the turn, the shift that changes everything for you in a positive way. There's going to be a lot of changes in the coming weeks and months. At the time that I'm recording this, it is on Monday, March 16th. And just since Friday, everything has changed. State and city officials have created mandatory closures on many businesses, which creates a trickle-down impact on even those of us who have online businesses. You know, maybe at the beginning of this, you may have believed your business would be untouched because you've built an online business, but ultimately, everyone is going to be impacted by this. Whether it's impacting your business or you loaning money to friends and family members just so that they can stay in their apartment or so that they can buy food. There are so many people we know and you know who've been living paycheck to paycheck, who have only one source of income and now it's gone because that business is closed. And I will not get into a position where I'm going to say, I told you so, because it just doesn't matter. It doesn't do any good to Monday morning quarterback now, because the fact is, yes, of course, you're supposed to build your well before you're thirsty. But frankly, we're all thirsty. So now what? Right? There's so many people who had intended to build their online business, who intended to create passive income, and they just never found the time. So there's one beautiful lining, silver lining to all of this is if, in fact, you've been sent home from your job, if, in fact, things have slowed down from a work standpoint, this may be that time that things have slowed down enough for you to finally finish the lesson you left off on. If you're a Marketing Impact Academy student, you have lifetime access. Go back to school. You can do that right now. The second you're done listening to this, from your phone, you can dig back into that academy. Start at the beginning. Or pick up on the lesson that you left off on. I love it when people start back at the beginning because you're in a different frame of mind today than when you may have started the academy. Or if you're not a Marketing Impact Academy student, then look through the titles of the episodes here on Build Your Tribe. I mean, we've covered everything you can possibly imagine, from how to start a dog walking business, selling jewelry online. There's so many different ways for you to serve others. Because people are still going to need things. They're still going to need to know how to do things. They're still going to need your knowledge. It's just going to be different. And you may need to look at things through different eyes and a different perspective. So go back and look at some of those episodes that we've done. They may spark some incredible brainstorms that you wouldn't have had before because you were in a different state of mind. Don't forget, we learned very little from our wins. What we learn from is setbacks. Setbacks teach us everything. They teach us how to course correct. Victory and winning is satisfying. Making a lot of money is satisfying, but it seldom educates us. I mean, the things that Brett and I have learned about business that have made us who we are today, that's allowed us to coach so many hundreds of thousands of people, are the failures that we've had. It's the failures and the setbacks and the things that we missed the timing of it, or we didn't act quick enough, or we didn't trust our instinct, or we did things in haste. Those are the things that have taught us and allowed us to help other people, people like you. And so there are many, many positives that are going to come from this, but the most of which is for you to recognize it's an opportunity and change is good. For the next couple of episodes here on Build Your Tribe, I'm not going to talk much about social media. We're going to talk about what you need to do with your small business, with the business that you were starting up, with the business that you have started and now it's been impacted by the coronavirus, and the impact that it's had on the entire economy is trickling down, and people are delaying projects and talking about delaying payments and things that they were just about to invest in, they've decided to hold off. So it's affecting everyone. And we're going to get you through this on Build Your Tribe. But what should you do today? First and foremost, take a deep breath and relax. Rely on your faith. You can't change the outcome of any of what's going to happen in the world by worrying about it. Know who you are. Know what you'll do. Prepare for the worst case scenario, but expect the best. Next, stop the bleeding. That means take a look at unnecessary expenditures that you or your team or your family or you personally might be making and cut back. Cut back before you have to. I'm not going to tell you what to do with your house if you have a mortgage, but I will say it's very interesting to look at where interest rates are today. Look at the things that you have planned on the horizon to spend your money on and ask yourself if it's the right thing to invest in. Is this going to help me move the needle? Does it make more sense for me to take a vacation, buy a car, or invest in more tools to grow my online business, to grow my email list? A lot of people are going to be at home and online now. Next, I want you to sit down and take a moment with you or your partner or someone who's a wise business advisor and take a look at what you have planned, what you're spending, and measure the income and take a look at the whole picture of your business. Where is it you had projected income coming in? How might that change? What projected income do you have going out? How do you need to change advertising, employee costs, consultant costs, software and business tools? Take a look at everything. And it's not just about cutting, but it is about measuring, and not just measuring once, not just measuring twice, but measuring everything in your business like three times before you make any cuts or before you make any decisions to spend money. Here's what I mean by that. You might be stuck right now because it's just you. And in this environment, this economic environment, there are so many incredibly talented people right now who are looking to fill hours that they don't have to go into their job or they're not being paid, that they could be providing for you the lowest cost you've ever seen in terms of virtual assistants, freelancers, and contract work. It's hard to get a job right now, so the market of freelancing is going to come down globally, which means that's going to give you access to some really incredible talent that's willing to work for a short period of time, and it might just be what you need right now. It might be that's where you need to make the investment so that you're prepared to come out of this or to serve others amidst it. But you've got to measure everything and then figure out strategically what you're going to do. Don't just proceed as normal. Let me share with you some things that we're doing here at Team Johnson. We have an event coming up in May, the Marketing Impact Academy. We could likely get out of that contract and cancel the event. We thought about that, but we've measured everything. So what we looked at is, what will people need in May? Do we have the opportunity to wait to see if we need to cancel it? How much would it cost us to cancel it? What would it do to people if all of these events are canceled? And what do people need right now? They freaking need to understand how to build their business online. This isn't like us canceling a concert. This could be canceling an event that is going to help people weather this storm. So many people have lost their jobs, and now they've got to figure out how to start their own business. This is a really, really important event. So while initially we were like, well, let's just cancel it. You know, it's a very small hit for us to cancel it. Not cancel it, postpone it, I should say. But today, after measuring everything, we decided collectively the best way to serve our audience is to wait. Because if we can hold this event, we can serve people. So we didn't act in haste there. Part of our 2020 strategy was to open up the Marketing Impact Academy to new students again in May. And now we're realizing if we've got to decide one or the other, is this the right time to bring on new students? Or do we use this time and our resources to focus on what we suspect is going to be a lot of Marketing Impact Academy students who haven't done anything with their academy in a long time, or who need to now start a different kind of business, who are going to be digging back in. And we have to look at, like, okay, how is this going to impact the students that we do have? How much more active are they going to become? Do we need to use our resources to focus on putting on an incredible live event, or maybe a virtual event if people can't travel? Like, do we look for serving a new audience, or should we go deeper with our existing audience, our existing students, I should say, who in this current crisis might need to go back in and need our mentorship and our guidance? If we decide to spend our resources on serving our existing clients, obviously that would then therefore mean that we're going to take a loss. We won't have the same earnings that we had planned for in that area. But do we also have an obligation, or maybe not necessarily an obligation, but an opportunity to serve those people who are like, yeah, I couldn't do Marketing Impact right now. I couldn't financially afford to make that kind of investment, but I need something. I need something that's fast, like something that's like right now, something that's different from the Marketing Impact, something that can just help me make cash immediately. Does it make sense for us to create something that's smaller and more immediate? Because let's face it, building an online business means building your social media, means building your email list. It can't be done overnight. So today we sat down and we said, all right, if we don't open up registration for the Marketing Impact Academy in May, as we had planned to, that will impact our income probably in the neighborhood of close to seven figures. Yeah, seven figures. That's a big decision to say we're not doing that in May. So should we just go ahead and do it in May? That doesn't make sense to do it in May, because that's not really taking into consideration what do people need right now. They need something immediate. Right now, I know long-term people need a business that can sustain them, but in this moment, people need a way to make money online that's going to pay their mortgage, that's going to take care of rent so they don't get evicted. So we decided, all right, we're not going to open up Marketing Impact Academy maybe this year, but for sure not in May. Instead, we've got to go back to the drawing board and figure out, like, what could we do realistically that could get people earning an income online without having to grow an email list or having to grow a social media account, because those things take time, without having to buy a website, like, and we're putting those plans together. So my point is, measure everything. Look at everything and do so not just with you. Sit down with another person who's a business-minded associate or friend. You know, spend an hour or two on your business and then say, all right, let's talk an hour or two with your business. If you can sit down with four or five people, do this on a Zoom. Hey, listen, everybody's home. It's a brilliant thing to do. We're all in this together. But go slow. Measure everything. A market downturn, or I guess you could say a market crash like this, slows the velocity of everybody's efforts. But it's more than that. Like, this is a virus that has infected our minds, our brains, our stress level, our belief, our hope. And it doesn't need to be that way. A positive attitude is just as infectious. I want you to spend time with people who have a heightened degree of optimism, people who are willing to shift and to do things differently. There are going to be so many positives to come from this, so many blessings. I've seen so many already myself. I can't even tell you how many things have made me realize that God has been looking out for us. And so many things that earlier this year, I couldn't make sense of. I've talked about some of them here on the show. Like, we had major turnover this year and layoffs, and it was really uncomfortable for me. I've never had anyone quit, I don't think. I mean, we've had people leave because they move or whatever, but like, we just had a lot of strange turnover and struggling with different startups. And it was just kind of awkward and strange. And there were times where I literally said, gosh, this is uncomfortable and I don't like it. And it's making me question what I'm doing wrong. And God, I just have to believe that you have my best and our highest in mind. And I trust you. I trust you in this. In that process, we ended up reducing staffing costs by deep into the six figures. And we had every plan, and we've got like all kinds of ads out to replace key members and expand in different areas. And then this happens. It's like, wow, that's crazy how this all worked out. Like, he really does have our best interest And it's hard sometimes to see that when things are sucky. It's hard when you're in the middle of a really painful thing. And I'm not saying like you can't even call that painful compared to like the loss of a loved one or just a life-threatening illness. I'm not even trying to compare them. And when those things happen, you have to, I know you must think to yourself, like, how could this be in my best interest? How could God think this is being done for me and not to me? And you know, I'm certainly one to share my faith because I hope that it will inspire you to believe in a higher power. Because in times like these, you really do have to turn to your faith to remain calm. Those who are able to find the positive, to remain calm in the midst of this adversity, are going to be the champions. You are the champion. You are going to come out on top. I promise you this. You're going to have so many lessons from. There's going to be so many blessings. And we're going to talk further about them and give you more specifics, other ways to reach people, alternatives, and so much more on Thursday's episode. But in the meantime, I need to hear from you. Specifically, I want your questions asked of me. How can I help you in your business? Give me as many of the specifics as you can. Now, if you haven't started your business, if you were just about to and then this hit, it doesn't matter. If you've got a business and it's been impacted by this because people can't go out, I want to know about that. Is it a brick and mortar? Tell me about it. Is it an online business, but it's slowed because people aren't spending money or they're not making money? Whatever the situation is, I'd love for you to share that with me. Actually, start that call by asking your question and then give me the details. So here's what you'll do. You'll go to shalene.com/podcasts. In fact, if you just go to my website, shalene.com, there's a widget right on the side of the website. You just click on that little widget. It says, leave a voicemail message, I think is what it says. Or leave a message, send a message. It's one of those things. It's a little widget on the side of the website, on the right-hand side of the website. If you click on that, even from your mobile device, it allows you to record me a message right from your phone or your desktop. And just tell me your name, ask your question, and then go into the background. All right? And I will be answering those questions for you, myself and my husband, Brett, on Thursday's edition. And I look forward to hearing from you. I want to hear your voices. I want you to know I love you. Everything's going to be okay. I promise you, everything's going to be okay. Might not work out as you'd wanted it to, but everything's going to be okay in your soul. That I know for sure. And you're going to survive this. All right. It's my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun. I don't know how fun this was. But I do know we're done and you got this. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed creating it for you. I wanted to mention a tool that I think you're going to find incredibly useful, especially if you struggle sometimes to know what your purpose is. What is your thing? Like, what are you called to do? Why are you here? What makes you great? What makes you unique? You know what? I think you're too close to yourself to actually even see it. I think if we asked a lot of your friends and family members, they would know. But I want you to know it. I want you to declare it. I want you to see it. So I've developed this really simple questionnaire. You just download it. It's kind of like a quiz, but you're going to know all the answers to this quiz because it's a quiz about you. And when you complete it right there in your own handwriting, it's going to be perfectly clear to you what your thing is. So do me a favor. No, do you a favor and download this questionnaire. You can get it for free by going to shalene.com/my thing. And then answer the questions. And I want to hear from you. Send me an Instagram message and let me know, like, what is your thing? I'm really excited to hear. And I know you will be too. It can be life-changing and clarity-providing to know what your thing is. The same answers are going to come up over and over again when you fill out this questionnaire. It's going to be so obvious to you, and it's going to give you that boost in confidence that maybe you've been missing. All right, again, shalene.com/my thing. And I am really excited for you to do this.